bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's Syracuse good. Breakdown Day on the show. I'm going to tell you everything you ever wanted to know and didn't want to know about Syracuse. Truths, facts, what the actual talent analysis is, where their actual best players are, who they are, why, where their weaknesses lie, what Clemson might do against them. We're going to talk about all those things on the show today. In addition to that, we will get to the UPick'em games. We haven't even touched on the games from last week yet, and we're probably not going to. I'm just going to skip them. We'll move right to this week's slate and start talking about them, and we will do that today as well. I have a lot I want to say about the breakdown of these games. You know, some of the it's an interesting week in the Pick'em contest. A lot of low spread type games and I want to talk about the breakdown of those games. Some I feel real good about, some I feel less good about. We'll see. Texture says, Walt tells it like it is at Capital Letters. That song always pumps me up. Let's go. Let's go. How are you today, Ramona? Did I ask you that?
Yeah, you already asked
me
that.
I'm asking you twice. You know, but by the way, when I asked that question a long time ago, I was thinking about something today. I don't know what triggered this thought, but once upon a time, we talked about the worst job. I said the worst job. I talked about the worst job I ever had was raking rocks for a golf course. I actually had another job that was pretty crappy in a way. But I don't remember you saying what was the worst job you ever had. And by the way, you can't say this one.
No, well, because I've only had three jobs total.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So one
so
was
worked
in
for
the
my
bank
parents in the bakery.
Oh, okay.
And then I worked at the bank and I
All
work
right.
here.
All right. So
I never had to go and
yeah,
do
you,
some
you
kind
you didn't
of
rake
job.
Any rocks.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I never raked rocks.
Yeah. So that's not too bad. You know, I've driven Black Beauty the last 3 days.
Oh yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
It needed some air. It needed to be taken out.
I thought you were going to say it needed to break down.
No, it needed to be. It's been sitting idly for too long. So, like when I went to start it a few weeks ago, it didn't start. So that means it was sitting idly for too long. So,
yeah.
So I decided to take that the last few days, and you know, it's interesting, Ramona. You know, that vehicle now is a 2009, right? It's a loaded Jeep Wrangler, but it's old, and I've taken it through like pretty much everything, right? I mean, it has 203,000 hard miles on it. 203,000 hard miles.
Okay.
And remember, like way early on in the process, like after I bought it, I bought it used. It had like 30,000 miles on it, or 20, and I think it had 20,000. 20,000. And and early on in the process, I had the death wobble issue, and I replaced the entire front end looking for answers in the death wobble. And eventually, I figured out what it was, and it's never happened since. So I've driven it, you know, 160,000 miles with none of that issue. The only thing I've had really go wrong with it in that whole time is at one point the transmission went. That was a couple years ago. I had to put another transmission in, because I love the vehicle. It's just like part of me. So I had a brand new transmission put in, and other than that, nothing. But how about this, Ramona? Because like there's some things you just don't understand. Like, for example, and there was a time I was taking on a big trip, right? And I decided that I would replace the fuel pump because it was old. And I figured, you know, it was due to run out, right? I never should have done that. Never. Because I am now on the third fuel pump since the one that went 190,000 miles.
Oh, yeah. Three.
I'm on.
Should never replace it until it actually broke.
Right. Exactly. You know, you think you act in prophylactically, whatever, and proactively, and then you wind up with this. No. So here's the punchline. All this, right? That's a 2009 vehicle with 3,000 miles on it. Uh-huh. That is the original compressor and air conditioner. I have never done a thing to
now
it.
Now, that's something.
And wait. It's the coldest freaking air of any vehicle I've ever driven. It is instantly cold. It has a second level of power that basically turns the whole inside of the vehicle into a cooler. That's how powerful the air conditioner is. It just doesn't matter. It's instant. You know how all my other vehicles, you know, you get in a vehicle, it's 95 out. It takes like 5 minutes of driving to get you to cool. This thing is cool right from the time you turn it on.
Ah, oh, there you go.
And it makes no sense.
It does make
But I will sense. Not fool with it.
No.
Yeah, I will not fool with it. I will not fool with it like the fuel pump.
I was told that once by Chuck.
Yeah, he was right.
He said, don't replace things until they break down.
Yeah, he was 100% right. I will not be doing that again. I don't know. Maybe I'll tell you about my other worst job. Jeff from Kershaw says, I have a 95 Wrangler. Just went through the death wobble on it. The name is very fitting, especially with 37-inch tires. My fourth Jeep and first experience with it. Yeah. I'll write you back in a little bit, Jeff. I'll tell you what I think you can do with it. Death wobble, until you figure out death wobble, when you have it, I mean, it is truly, that name fits it. It's truly one of the scariest things you've ever seen. And it only happens if you have 35 or 37-inch tires. That's the first thing, or something beyond that. You know, that's if you have bigger tires, that's how it happens. But you know, I'll talk a bit about that in a little bit. But yeah, you know, it's when it happens, it's brutal. And the only thing you can do is slam on the brakes. It's just stop your vehicle, because otherwise you're in big trouble. Seriously, it's like the worst bucking Bronco ride in history. It's sort of hard to explain. Dexter said, my first vehicle in 96 was a Jeep Grand Cherokee. I drove it to the wheel fell off 310,000 miles, but the air conditioning never worked. How about that? He said, thousands of dollars getting that air conditioning fixed. You know, I've been through that too with other vehicles. It's just, I don't know how you explain that. How do you explain the fact I have a 2009 air conditioner with the original compressor, and it's just like ice cold instantly every time, and no matter what I've been through, it always works. I mean, like, you know, I've got a newer truck, a newer Jeep, and the air conditioning's not nearly as good. It's not even close to as good. It's not even the universe is as good. The 2009 Jeep Wrangler has the greatest air conditioner in the history of the planet. Texter said, dealt with death wobble for a couple months till I had one on 85 that sent 18 wheelers swerving around me. Sold it that night. Well, yeah. Look, I can understand. I can understand that. There is a fix, though. There is a fix. Texas said, Walt, never have your transmission fluid flushed. Just tell them to check the fluid and add as needed when you flush. It's usually when you start having problems with them. Yeah, you know, I've heard that too, and I sort of abide by that same theory. I didn't change the transmission fluid, and it just I just started having trouble with it on my way home from a trip to the coast one time. So yeah, Texas said it's because of the Freon. It was better back then. I know, but still, you know, I have other vehicles from back then that aren't like this, you know, so I don't know. I'm not sure. Tix said, wait, what? I once got fired for putting my fingers in the pickle slicer. Whatever. I'm not sure what that really means. Walt, I was looking through my college basketball preview magazine. Texas Tech paid one of their players $4 million to not enter the draft. Is that what it's come to? It has it. Texas Tech. Texas Tech is paying everybody anything they want. You know, that you've got a rich ex-player who is funding basically everything, and he doesn't even want any rules. So, you know, that's what they're doing. So, yeah. Texas said, I'll put your air conditioner up against my 2018 Dodge Ram 1500 that I got from Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge. You know, it's a shocker. Brooke says, I joined the Jeep family just a week ago. Just bought a Grand Wagoneer. Brooke the mail lady. How about that? Yeah. Look, hey, listen, you know, we tell you stories about my Jeeps. Mainly, it's about the red Jeep, you know, which really only has 30,000 miles on it. The red Jeep has been, you know, a red lemon. Why do you have that face? What's that? Yeah, why do you have a bitter beer face?
You've had problems with the black.
No, I haven't. I just told you that. I just told you. I went 160,000 miles with no issue at all. None. I mean, the only issue I've ever had is if the brakes get too hot and I haven't paid attention to it and that kind of thing. I've had that, but I've not had anything, nothing of any significance with that vehicle at all. And look, the thing is, you know, people always talk about, you know, Jeeps have this issue and that issue. But the part that people don't think about is that, like, most of us who have Jeeps are not just driving them down the highway. You know, we're taking them off road and we're putting them through things that regular vehicles are not put through. You know, and so there's that element as well. And then, you know, if you have 35 or 37 inch tires on it, and you're driving on highways and such, you know, it puts different demands on the vehicle, on the front end of the vehicle. So, you know, the red Jeep is the red lemon. Like sales czar David said to me once, why don't you sell it? I said, no, I'm not selling this to anybody else. I'm not going to do it. I mean, I'm not going to turn my problems over to somebody else. It's not who I am. So, you know, I've had lots of problems with that. It appears that most of the problems have gotten better. There's that. I'll say that. I mean, it, you know, other than I haven't washed it, it looks mint, you know. I mean, it was a show Jeep at one point. I had to make it more, you know, workmanlike after I bought it, but yeah, that's been an adventure. I've told the story about the supercharger on that deal. You know, it came with a ripped supercharger. It only had, what did that vehicle have on it? Like 10,000 miles or something, or I don't know. Maybe it's less than that. I don't know. But it came with a RIP supercharger. The RIP supercharger was brand new. I understand why they call it RIP supercharger now, Rona, because you want to rip it off the vehicle as soon as humanly possible, which is what I did. I mean, when it started sounding like a meat grinder, the fluid was new. The whole thing was new. When it started sounding like a meat grinder, that's when I decided, okay, I can't trust this thing. I don't really need it. It's not gonna it's not gonna turn it into a. It didn't make that much difference anyway, to be honest. And it was just a headache. When it turned into a meat grinder and it started making that noise, and then I had the experience with calling RIP and what that was like. I was like, no, man, just. I said, put it back to stock. Get rid of this piece of crap, because that's what it was to me. I mean, I called RIP. You know, I remember this, Ramona. I called RIP, and it was like the middle of summer, and I got a message about Christmas vacation, that they were not there, and then
I remember.
And then it turns out that, you know, they make the blower out in California, and so this mechanic that I employed. Called out there about the fix, and he was told that they have two different prices for the fix. One was $938, and the other was $330-something. And he asked me what I wanted to do. I said, I'm sorry, wait a minute, what are you saying? I said, you're saying they have two pre-programmed prices without even knowing what in particular is wrong with mine?
Yeah, looking at it.
I said, I want it off. I said, I want it. Yeah. Take it off. Because that just tells me that they already know that the thing is a failure and that it's going to collapse. And they have two different prices. So they already know what's wrong with it, too. You know? And since this one's new, it's only going to happen again. Except the next time I'm going to be in East Osquatch and the thing is going to start sounding like a meat grinder, I'm going to be stuck. I said, just put it back to stock. And since I had it put back to stock, it's been a lot better. That's true. All right, we have lots to get to. You can get in old school, good. I'm coming right to you, old school. Do not move your old school bones. Stay right where you are. We will get to you. Other than that, it's Syracuse Diagnostics today. No more Jeep Diagnostics. It's Syracuse Diagnostics as soon as we come back, and then we'll get to these contest games. Walt Abtula, Road Rage, quick break.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be new? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I've been told we have a new invader.
It's called the spotted lanternfly. It's got big wings and it's red and it's got spots. If you call us, we can tell you all about it, but we have a good program to keep them at bay. And if we don't, they're going to kill a lot of our trees, like 54 different species of tree. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back, sitting on the couch, Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Lowcountry Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Lowcountry Male, making men men again since 2016. Lowcountrymale.com.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time, it's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
No matter the season, severe weather can inconveniently interrupt your life. When outages strike at Blue Ridge Electric, our linemen answer the call at any hour of the day, every day, to restore power as safely and quickly as possible. Download the Blue Ridge Electric mobile app to report outages and to view our real-time service map. Check out our social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and X for restoration updates. Blue Ridge Electric, built on service, wired to deliver.
Huge savings on Dell AI PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors are here, and they're newly designed to help you do more faster. They can generate code, edit images, multitask without lag, draft emails, summarize documents, create live translations, and even extend your battery life. That's the power of Dell AI with Intel Inside. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Hey, it's Desmond Howard. You want to win the weekend? It all starts with the tailgate. And for me, that means Kingsford Charcoal.
They've been bringing the flavor, the smoke, and the heat since 1920. No wonder they're still the gold standard of grilling. So fire it up, feed your crew, and let the smoke do the talking. Kingsford, the king of the tailgate. Get it today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Awesome, the band. We are back. You know, Ramona, one of the interesting little points about Syracuse is they have two-way players. Probably the only school in America that does.
Two ways to win.
Two ways to win.
All right.
Yeah, two ways to win. And you know what's really amazing is that they're both freshmen.
How about that?
That's like absolutely incredible. In fact, the best player on their team is their cornerback. We're going to talk about it. where their strengths and weaknesses lie. And I think people will be surprised because, I just think they will. Let's get to the calls. And we have Old School and Robert up first. Old School. Welcome back, Old School.
What's going on? How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I want to get a shout out to two of your sponsors.
Yeah.
First Class Hawk and Roto-Rooter.
Oh, right.
Listen, I had work done on my daughter's car. 2 weeks later, they called to check, make sure everything was still fine. Did she have a fine? I said, no. And Roto-Rooter did the same thing, Walt. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, absolutely. Check. First Class Hawk and Roto-Rooter, Ramona. How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
And I got a two-part question. Number one, I think our problem with our quarterback is he's scared to get hit. They need to run him more so he can get hit. See, I mean, he's timid in the pocket.
Yeah, well, you know, they actually did run him more against Georgia Tech. A lot of pre-planned runs in that game. And quite honestly, a lot of those were pretty effective. So, you know, I think what they wanted to do.
Deshaun Ryan, you know, if you want to do it, you got to do it.
Yeah, I think they wanted to get his head in the game. And they thought maybe by running him, that would do it. You know, let him absorb a little physical contact. I think that was part of the design. And most of those runs worked.
That's right, and they need to keep doing it.
Yeah.
We'll get better as a team.
Yeah, I think you might see a little more of that against Syracuse. Syracuse has some rush lane discipline issues, and you know, for example, I've seen quarterbacks leak out to the right against Syracuse off schedule, and that might happen here. Cade did that in game one against LSU in the second quarter several times, leaking out to the right and coming up with big gains. Now, those are off schedule. You're talking about, you know, on schedule runs. So, you know, we'll see what kind of combination we get.
And I got another question. I'm a Falcon fan. How good do you think we are?
I think you're pretty good. I mean, I think that you've drafted really well. I think Michael Penix is a future star. I think he was the best passer.
That's what I told them. Yeah. They don't believe me.
Yeah, he was the best passer in that draft, as I've said all along. Better than Jaden Daniels, a better pure thrower of the football than Jaden Daniels. I think you have the best pair of running backs in the National Football League. I think your two running backs are just unbelievable. Obviously, WR1 is good. You drafted two DBs that are both big-time players. Watts was a big-time acquisition. And obviously, you helped your pass rush, too. I think the Falcons have a legitimate chance to win that division.
I do, too. And I think I told someone, maybe not this year, but next year, I'm going to be in the Super Bowl. I told them I'm not going to be in the NFC Championship this year, but next year, I'm going to be in the Super Bowl.
Hey, listen, I think it's coming. I like what I'm seeing out of Atlanta. I really do.
Me too.
You know, I think they look pretty good, and I think they're just going to get better.
I've been a Falcon fan since 69, so I'm ready.
Oh, you've seen them all. You saw Claude Humphrey.
Yeah. I saw them all. And when I saw Claude Humphrey. I remember quarterback was Barkowski. So I remember them all.
Where did Barkowski play college football in school? It's a quick quiz.
California.
That's right, California. Yes, that's right, Old School. That's well done.
William Andrews Auburn.
Yes.
I don't know what Kirkendall played in now.
That's perfect, Old School. That's well done.
I'm a diehard Tiger fan and a diehard Falcon fan.
You just proved that. You know, it's amazing how many people tell me they're all-time fan and they're, you know, lifelong fan and going back this year, and I ask them one question, they have no idea. But you nailed a fairly tough question.
I'm telling you, I have never wavered. I always pull for those teams.
Yep.
The Hawks, the Braves, because they were the closest team to me.
Yep.
So they all been my team.
Let's go, Old School. Let's go. You need to call more often, my man. Call.
Thank you.
Let's go. Thank you, Old
okay.
School. Well
I
done.
Get in.
Yeah, well done. Thank you. It's a good job. Rob Abramona, people People are writing me, they're laughing their eyes off during the first segment about all that stuff with Jeeps and everything else. Texter writes, Texter 803 writes, Walt, you have me laughing my A off. I said, LOL, thank you. He said, love your show, Walt. Always have. I just remembered. I've actually been listening to you since 2005 or 6 because I used to work with Rob Jones. He used to come on to your show and do basketball analysis each year, and we'd always talk about you. I don't know if you remember Rob. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Love Rob. 100%. Yeah, so, hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm getting a bunch of that, too. We also getting people talking about the great intro music, so thank you for that. Thank you for that. Dexter 844. Hey, everyone, Dexter 844 says, thanks for the great intro music. Maybe let some of the other shows use your playlist.
Hey.
Now, I will say this. I think Ben Milstead does a good job spinning the hits. Yeah, I think Ben does a good job, too. So I think, you know, in the afternoon, we got you covered. I have no idea what those morning people are doing.
I don't either. That's because we're just not up.
That's right. And we think it's probably more like, you know, Bruce Springsteen or something.
Mickey loves Bruce Springsteen.
I don't know. I wonder if Mickey banned Bruce Springsteen.
He might have banned him.
Yeah, he might.
Because he used, but he used to love him.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, I sort of banned him too.
I get it.
Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert?
Walt, I'm great. I hope you guys are.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
I got a quick question about Cade, and then I want to get to Indiana and Illinois. But I do want to tell you, I got a 75% profit boost on that NFL game tonight.
Oh, good.
And right quick, I went through. I took Cook to go higher than 69.5 rushing yards.
Okay.
I took Allen to go higher than 238.5 passing yards.
Okay.
I took Tua to go lower than 238.5 passing yards. And I wanted one more to get to the 300 on a 20, so I took Matt Prater to go higher than 3.5 extra points. I hope that one comes through. But I'm pretty excited about the other three.
Well, the only thing that would worry me about the Tua play is that you know, they're going to be trailing by a lot, so so he's going to have to keep throwing all game at least until they
he can throw all he wants
until they quit.
Throw all those 10-yard passes all he wants.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I hear, you know, a lot of talk about McDaniel, but McDaniel's not the problem. Look, before the year began, Seminole Ted called and asked me about Miami. And I said, Ted, you're going to finish in last place. I said, you are basically a bankrupt franchise. You have ownership who doesn't care, doesn't spend money, and you have a GM in Chris Greer who's an absolute idiot and has held that franchise hostage for 17 years. And I don't get it. I don't understand it. But it was clear to me they'd finish in last place, and it's more clear now. I mean, they're a terrible football team. And they're only going to get worse. They're not going to get better.
Miami and Charlotte are the poster childs for two of the worst draft picks.
Yeah.
With what was available in my lifetime.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's funny because Quark asked me about Bryce Young when I came in. I said he sucks. I said he is the problem. He's the chief problem. And Quack said, but what about guys like Baker Mayfield? And these are reasonable questions. But my answer to that is, yeah, but, you know, the difference is that Bryce Young's always going to be 5'10 and 180. You know, the elevator shoes aren't going to help him. That's what he's always going to be. And he just doesn't have arm talent. He just doesn't. Mayfield has arm talent. He's always had arm talent for a smaller quarterback. And there's a big difference between, you know, 6'1", whatever Baker Mayfield is, and 5'10", 180. And I just think he sucks. I mean, I think he just can't throw the football. He physically can't throw the football down the field. That's why you have short routes. I mean, if you just watch this guy play, I just don't think he can play. And I don't think there's going to be a remedy for him somewhere else or anything else. And I'm not saying that, you know, he's in an ideal situation, but... but yeah, I think he stinks, and I think Tua stinks, and I've said this from the beginning. I mean, when you're evaluating the NFL draft and you're evaluating quarterbacks coming out, and somehow in your ridiculous, stupid mind or your scouting system's minds, you think that Bryce Young is better than C.J. Stroud or that Tua Tagovailoa is better than Justin Herbert, you should all be fired. I mean, period.
That's right.
All be fired.
Everybody, and, the owner included.
And it's worse with it's worse in the Tua and Herbert thing, because here you got, you know, a little person versus a guy who's 6'6" with one of the strongest arms in the history of the game and is a freak athlete. And you chose the little guy, and the reason you did is because you didn't evaluate him. You evaluated his receiving core. That's what you evaluated. You evaluated Alabama's offense. Well, again, meanwhile, out west, Justin Herbert's playing for conservative coach Mario Cristobal, and he has nothing more ever than a round seven receiver. That was his top receiver, one round seven guy. Meanwhile, you know, Tua's throwing to the All-American receivers, and somehow idiots decided, oh, well, that's why I like Tua, because, you know, look what he's done. Of course he did. If you had put Justin Herbert in the Alabama offense, he would have thrown for 60 touchdown passes a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we could talk about this the whole segment. I want to get to – I got a quick question, and I want to talk some Indiana, Illinois. Just right quick, if you could briefly remind me or correct me or whatever. But, Walt, I'm telling you, my memory ain't what it used to be. But I promise you, I cannot remember Cade throwing a catchable jump ball. And it reminded me with that Shefflin throw. Can Cade even throw a jump ball that's catchable? I'm not sure he can.
Well, look, for a long time, he didn't have any receiver that, and this was true with DJ too, that you would have felt comfortable throwing any 50-50 ball to. Remember, when Trevor was throwing those balls and Alabama was making fun of it and everything else, you know, those were never 50-50 balls. Those were 80-20 balls, and they were by design, because Clemson knew that, you know, all Trevor had to do is throw it up to some of those guys, and they had guys who were going to make plays on it. You know, in the recent history of the school in these last few years, there haven't been any of those guys. There haven't been any of those guys you would trust throwing a 50-50 ball to, because there's really no such thing. If you're going to throw the ball up to grab for grabs and let your receiver make a play on it, it has to be an 80-20. You have to know that your guy, like a Mike Williams type or whatever, is going to dominate physically and come down with that ball. That's why you throw that type of ball. And I don't know that either DJ or Cade has had a guy like that. I think that more, you know, if his head's in the game, I think has a chance to be that type of guy. And, you know, there was a lot of conjecture about Smith being a guy like that. Well, Smith, you know, is whatever, WR6. So you haven't seen that either. So you're not wrong. I mean, listen, the throw to Ian was terrible. It was a sinker ball, wobbler. I mean, that ball's got to be way up in the air into his outside hand. I mean, he got the outside hand part right, but the ball's on the ground and to a 6'8 guy. And that's just a terrible throw. Now, it didn't matter because he had a penalty, but yeah.
Well, maybe he's got so much muscle memory throwing to people like Antonio Williams that, you know, he can't throw it high anymore. I don't know. Yeah. Illinois, Indiana. Walt, I couldn't be more excited. I'm just like Illini Jay. I'm just completely excited about this game. Now, let me ask you a question. Last week, you talked about Miami and proving that they were something to be contended with in that South Florida game if they won it. I kind of feel the same way about both.
Just to be clear, though, I said if they dominated South Florida.
Right. That's right. Okay. That's right. I kind of feel the same way about this game. Yeah. If one of these teams comes out, controls the game, even slightly dominates it, they got to be, you know, moving up in the national rankings.
Yeah.
They're
two ranked football teams. You know, they're two ranked football teams. I think the winner takes a big step forward and the loser probably goes away for the year.
Yeah. I don't know if goes away for a year, Walt, because these are two good football teams.
Yeah, but you can't lose this game. You can't lose this game and be relevant. You know, like, for example, your dream of getting Indiana to the playoff and having them finish playing the championship and whatever, if they don't beat Illinois, that dream's over. You know, and from an Illinois standpoint, if they don't beat Indiana, their dream of doing the same is also over.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm going to be looking to make a play on that game, and I'll let you know tomorrow. But one of the things that
call me tomorrow, Robert. I got to run. I'm way late.
All right, no problem.
We'll be right back.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer.
but we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talking to Staying Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
Clemson fans, this is your store. The Tiger Sports Shop has the best selection of Clemson apparel, accessories, and game day essentials. Nike, Lululemon, polos, hoodies, hats, tees, you name it, we've got it. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or visit us online anytime at tigersports.com. Don't just cheer for the Tigers, wear your pride. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters.
Go Tigers!
Huge savings on Dell AI PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors are here, and they're newly designed to help you do more faster. They can generate code, edit images, multitask without lag, draft emails, summarize documents, create live translations, and even extend your battery life. That's the power of Dell AI with Intel Inside. Upgrade today by visiting dell.com/deals. That's dell.com/deals.
Whoa!
Jason Kelce just found out that NFL Sunday Ticket now lets you subscribe month to month.
Yeah!
He just realized you can join and cancel anytime.
Ha-ha!
now that's what I'm talking about.
Now he just found a dollar in the sofa.
Yeah!
And he just saw a great parking spot open up. Look, just because Jason's easily excited doesn't make NFL Sunday Ticket month-to-month any less great. Right, Jason?
Yeah.
Get NFL Sunday Ticket month-to-month and cancel anytime. Woo! Sign up at NFLSundayTicket.com. Renews every month during the 2025 regular season. Cancel anytime. Terms and embargoes apply. No refunds. Commercial use excluded.
The only place in the upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on the Roar.
Fly ball deep right.
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him. Holy smokes.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. High and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath?
Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're back. Texas Daily Syracuse Text here, 607 here. Walt, looking forward to your Orange Breakdown today. Good, bad, and different. I've been a Syracuse fan for over 50 years, and I've seen and heard it all. Thanks, Walt and Ramona. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Dexter said, hell yeah, Thin Lizzy, let's go. Exactly, exactly. Oh, you know, to Jeff from before, Jeff, who now has Death Wobble and hadn't experienced it before, Jeff, I'm just going to tell you, as somebody who multiple times replaced every piece of a Jeep, of a lifted Jeep front end in an effort to fix it. It can be lots of things, but the one real remedy, all right, pretty much no matter what it is you need a heavy duty track bar. All right. That's what you need. You need a heavy duty track bar and you will thank me later. I have no idea what that text means, Dexter 201, but maybe you can clarify. I don't even know what that word is, but maybe you can clarify for me. I'm not sure what that means. Dexter said, do you think Bryce or Canales makes it to 2026 with the Panthers? How do you see it playing out? Always enjoy the show. It's from Andy Pelzer. Thank you, Andy. I think Canales makes it. I think Carolina's going to move on from Bryce Young. I just don't think he's an answer, and I think they're going to move on. I think they've already wanted to do that, and I think they'd be faced with that, with the inevitable this year, because he's just not talented enough. That's the bottom line. He's not big enough, and he's not talented enough. I got a texter who says Illinois 27, Indiana 26. I don't know if that's Illini J or not. I don't think it is. I think there's, because I think I saw Illini J on here somewhere. I don't think it is. Illini J said, he said, here comes the Hoosier propaganda from Robert, LOL. That's Illini J. Then he says, I take back what I said. Robert was reasonable. I think you just didn't get to the end of what Robert's point would have been. I think Robert would have picked Indiana in a semi-block. This was one of the two games this week that really puzzled me. At times I thought Illinois, at times I thought Indiana. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure. Oh, he says it was a great song, but a terrible remix. Yeah, it wasn't clean. You're 100% right. It's not, Ramona.
I got it.
Hey, remember when we had the Outlaws music, and
yes.
I said it's not clear enough for air, and you, wherever you got it, you got cleaned up versions of it, and now it's great. Look, she's making all sorts of head movements in there and everything else. Yeah. No, I can't
say what I usually say.
Yeah,
I'll get right on that.
Dexter said on Bryce, I agree. I hope you're wrong. I was pissed when they took over Stroud in the first place. I knew it was a huge mistake. Thanks for the response. Thank you. Let me get to Rudy and at some point real soon here in the next few minutes. As soon as we, at the very latest, as soon as we come back, we will get to Syracuse. She's giving me the airplane signals again. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
Good to my friend. How are you?
Good, Rudy. Thank you for getting in.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. I was approached by a guy at work the other day at Walgreens Distribution Center, and he said, I listen to Walt. He said, and I heard Rudy. Is that you? I said, yeah, I think it's me. A lot of people, Walt. You touch a lot of people.
Well, that's very kind of you, Rudy. Thank you.
Walt, let me ask you this. As far as the high,
chop liver,
I know it's only week, what, three or four, whatever. So, Walt, I'm looking at Mateo.
You hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard it now. I heard it. This is how I hear everything you say, Ramon. I hear it like 30 seconds after you say it.
What did I do wrong?
I said chop liver here.
Rudy, Ramona thinks you didn't include her. That's what she's saying.
Ramona, I appreciate you, and I always have.
Thank you. See, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. I'm looking at the Heisman. I'm thinking Mateer or Morton from Texas Tech. What do you think?
I think those guys are in the conversation. You know, I'm probably the only person in America who had Baron Morton on my preseason quarterback list, and I had him high because I said he has a round one NFL arm, and people apparently didn't hear that, but they're seeing it now. And he's been terrific. He's got a big game, obviously, at Utah in the early morning on Saturday.
Yeah, what is it,
10 a.m., I think? Yeah, 10 a.m. Playing football at 10 a.m. It's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know, your body's just not conditioned to play a game at 10 a.m.
Right, right. Especially when you're traveling that far, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But what do you think about my Falcons? I think Bijan Robinson is just a beast. What do you think about Penix?
I'll tell you this.
Going to finish, you think, first or second in the division?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think Atlanta is the best pair of running backs in the NFL. And as far as Bijan Robinson is concerned, if I could have one running back in the National Football League for the next six years,
right?
It would be Bijan Robinson over anybody,
really?
Including Saquon.
Really?
Yep.
Even over Saquon and Derrick Henry.
Yep, I would. If I could take one guy. And part of it is his age, but if I could take one guy for the next 6-7 years, I mean, I just think when you watch Bijan Robinson and all the things he does, he is just amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in Penix?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think he was the best passing quarterback in that draft. I think when all is said and done, he will be the greatest Atlanta Falcon quarterback of all time.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, Walt. Yep. I'll give you that. That's pretty impressive. But, hey, let me ask you this, Walt. I know you're saying Tiger Fatatas are coming up, but I have several things that I bought over the years as far as Clemson and South Carolina. Can I donate them and try to make some money for the Tiger Fatatas?
Oh, absolutely. The best thing to do, Rona, we'll send them to the website and to the Tigers for Tatas.
Because I have like a Carolina basketball, but I have like a Ronald Acuna.
Just put them on hold and I'll talk to him for a minute.
All right,
I have a Ronald Acuna Jr. bat for the 70 and 40. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Let me give you Ramona back, Rudy, and I'll let you speak with her.
Yeah, I just didn't know if I could donate that, if that's okay.
Yeah, thank you, Rudy. Thank you. Right. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. We are looking for more auction items. You know, as always, Tigers for Tata is very important. You know, look, here's the thing. If your life hasn't been touched by cancer, it will be. There's no escaping it. It happens to all of us. And from a Tigers for Tata standpoint, you know, if you're a male, you have a female in your life, or more than one, whether it's your mother or your sister or your wife or your girlfriend or your or regardless, you have women in your life, and they'll be touched by this. I mean, I know of a case that, you know, I won't reveal the names, but I know of a person that I know who had breast cancer and has had to go through this long fight with breast cancer, and now her daughter has breast cancer. So, you know, this campaign is about preventative help, because quite honestly, once cancer takes a foothold, it's hard to beat. It still is. It's evil. But what we hope to do in the Tigers for Tatas campaign is preventative medicine. It's testing. You know, every mammogram costs like $150. And out of every 10 tests, there are between 1.5 and 2 positive tests, which means that in every 10 tests, we have the opportunity to save one or two lives. And you people have done all of this with your incredible generosity. You've done all this. You have saved lives. You have saved lives through your donations. You have saved lives through your purchases. You have saved lives through donating items to be auctioned with. That's the reality. And so every time you contribute, in whatever way you contribute, you are helping to save people's lives. This is the greatest thing ever. You're saving the lives of people you don't know. This is who we are. This is actually who we are as a people. And it never ceases to amaze me, the overwhelming generosity. I think everyone understands this inherently, that this is a problem that impacts all of us. It impacts every single one of us. So, yeah, we thank you for all your help. All right, I need to take a break. I'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and Upstate native. I make